Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend some time doing an overview of the Haywood County Schools Foundation. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Valliere, the Executive Director for the Foundation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We talked a little while back, and while we've done all these podcast and you do print media things too related
right.
to foundation activities. We don't think we've done a podcast on just everything foundation and what it does. So if you're out there and listening, we want to tell you about this wonderful organization, the Haywood County Schools Foundation. And I guess the best place to start there is, you know, how did it get started and how long has it been running and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm excited to talk or particularly to come here and do this podcast today because I'm so proud of this foundation and everything that it does, and I feel like it's such a big part of our school community and just the community in general because not every district is lucky enough to have a foundation.
I don't know if you've gotten a call, but I had a Facebook message about a week ago from another school district and said, who do I talk to about the foundation? And I told them to contact you.
So I'm very excited. So the foundation has been around in Haywood County for 34 years, and that makes us the oldest public schools foundation in North Carolina, which is pretty spectacular if you think about that in 115 school districts. But it was started by an initiative of the school board, actually, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who was on that school board, but they, along with Sam Smith, who was in your position, I believe, at that time.
Yeah, Mr. Smith was a curriculum guy like I am, and I know he was involved in it.
And they had this thought of there's got to be a way that the community can become involved to help our schools and our students and teachers and employees. And so they decided to begin this foundation, and they got their charter and their articles of incorporation in 1984, and it's been going strong ever since.
Okay. So you mentioned a charter. So that right there, if you think about it, lets everyone know that it's really not like a department inside Haywood County Schools.
Correct.
It's its own organization with its own board and operating procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So and you're the executive director.
Mm-hmm.
You also work with the school system, but it's really a different entity.
It's a unique situation here in Haywood County, which actually is a very good thing, and lots of other foundations probably wish that they were had this similar operating the way that we do it. So it does have a separate governing board. The foundation board is completely separate from the school board. However, there is a designee from the school board on our foundation board. We have our own set of officers. Now, for me, what makes it unique is that I am the executive director, but I'm employed by the school system. So the school system sees how important it is to have a foundation, and they employ me, and with that, I do a few other jobs.
Right,
so
right.
The foundation is just one of my jobs, but it keeps the operating expenses down so that people who donate and individuals and business who donate do not have to spend, the money is not spent on salaries or office space, or it is spent for children and for students and for teachers in schools.
It's spent almost exclusively on what they want to spend on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So 34 years has given the foundation a wonderful opportunity to build some principle and equity that
mm-hmm.
it can use. A lot of the monies are invested. You don't
right.
spend it when it comes in. Some you do, but others right. invest it. So we may run this program once a year just to give people an overview. But can you just give people an idea of the sort of the financial
mm-hmm.
standing of the foundation in general?
Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. We have some pots of money that are invested and endowed for a specific use. And we have other pots of money that are in and out, what we call temporary money. So you give
it,
we spend it.
We raise that money for that purpose for
exactly.
that year. Right.
And we're going to spend it as soon as we get it. So
right.
it's in and out. The invested and endowed tend to be in the more form of scholarships or for long-term instructional uses. So we have several pots of invested money that are to help with instructional uses in the elementary school program. We have other invested and endowed money that is to give a scholarship every year so we can give that scholarship on the interest. We don't ever have to touch the principal.
Right.
And that's what keeps our foundation growing and our assets building and increasing.
Right. And that's important to mm-hmm. make sure you can give a scholarship for many, many years to many,
and both
to many,
sets.
Right, to many, many students.
Both pots of money are equally as important.
Right. And so let's just talk about major activities. You said okay. when we were planning the program, you want to talk about the goals because right. the activities obviously connect to the
exactly.
foundation board goals.
Mm-hmm. So the mission statement with the foundation has not changed. A little bit of the wording has changed, but the ultimate mission of the foundation has not changed. And that is the organization is dedicated to supporting educational opportunities for the students and staff of Haywood County Consolidated Schools. And within that mission statement, we have four goals that we try to do that. And the first one is within recruitment and retention. So when we get good teachers, we want to keep those good teachers
That's
and
right.
good employees.
That's right.
Scholarships for high school seniors to further their education. Grants for employees. And that consists of many things. Instructional grants, staff development grants, all kinds of things for every single employee. And then our needy children, which consists of sugar plum Christmas. It may be to help with clothing needs or electric bills or on a cold night when a family can't, for whatever reason, get their electric bill paid and it's 30 degrees outside. We want to do that. You know, sometimes it's a very sad situation where we have to help with funeral expenses of mm-hmm. a student or mm-hmm. even a staff member, and those kinds of things. So if it falls within those four goals and our mission of supporting and helping our students, then the foundation does it.
Right. And so with just a couple minutes left here in the program, most of the things that you hear in the community are the things that are a result of mm-hmm. all this work by the foundation behind the scenes. You hear about the Partners in Education Scholarship Awards. Right. You hear about the Sugar Plum, which we just did a podcast on, and I think this one will run after that one, but they'll run pretty close together. You hear about Foundation Bingo. You mm-hmm. hear about the podcast that we'll put together here in a few weeks, the Mardi Gras Ball.
Exactly.
So all of those activities really are products of
what the foundation does.
What the foundation does.
Right. We have two fundraisers, and you mentioned those, Bingo and Mardi Gras. Those are the only two fundraisers
right.
that we do.
Right.
And those are both great fundraisers and well attended, and the community looks forward to those. And then, you know, with the grants, we have sponsors from the community who every year, for example, Evergreen Packaging, every single year, Evergreen wants to sponsor math and science grants for our classroom teachers. And so they do that every single year. And those kinds of things. We have lots of reoccurring donations because they know that their money gets used for that specific purpose of what they've given to.
Okay. And just as we close, because we just have a few seconds left, if there's someone sitting out there that didn't know about this,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, they want to be a benefactor and leave something in a will, or they just want to give $25,
right?
Well, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you can go online and visit our website, which is hcsf.haywood.k12.nc.us. That's a long one, but if you just Google the foundation, you'll find it, Haywood
right.
County Schools Foundation. Or you can call me at central office, 456-2400, and ask for Jenny, and I'll be happy to help you.
Okay. Thanks for being
thank
on.
You.
Love our foundation. Again, as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.